Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Justin Adams TV, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber, not retail lumber, wholesale lumber to the public for your next project, go to RMFP.com. Andrew's not working today because he is down in Florida. He told me that there's some tropical storm down there. His power got knocked out. Sure it did, Andrew. Sure it did. But Justin, going into the ninth inning, I called 2 hours before the show and said, hey, can you come in? And he said, my son Justin Jr. is screaming his mouth off, and I got to get out of the house. And and for as much as this is becoming intolerable to me,
yeah,
I'll even work with you for 2 hours, Eric.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you saying that.
I mean, you know, being on this show is just above changing diapers, so that's pretty good to me. It's pretty good.
You know what? I can't even disagree with that at all. Honestly, changing diapers is quick. This is 2 hours.
Oh man, I know.
You just have to get through it, rip it off, get some Desitin, wipe it up there, throw back on the. You're done in a couple of minutes.
Right.
This you have to suffer for 2 hours.
Oh, and then I had to drive out here. Yeah, I know. It's okay. It's all right. But we'll work.
It happens. It happens. Right now, we are giving away $50 in slot play to Sasquatch Casino up in Blackhawk. First caller, 303-831-1340. You're going to get to go there if you've won in the past. You are not eligible to win again. And if you are up there, and while you're up there, I should say, you can see how you can win a Ranger Crew 900. And if you don't want it, you'll get nearly $10,000 in cash instead. They're giving it away the weekend of July 24th. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Marco's Pizza in Aurora, where everything is fresh, never frozen, like the dough and sauces to go with hand-cut meats and veggies. Order today at either location, off Smoky Hill Road or Quincy in Aurora.
NFL Network and former NFL running back Maurice Jones-Drew ranked the top running backs in the league, and he has Melvin Gordon at number 24, even though 15 players ranked ahead of him finished with fewer rushing yards. Gordon led the Broncos in rushing this past season, 215 carries, 986 yards, well over 4 yards a carry, 9 touchdowns. Also had 32 catches, 158 yards, and another score. He did fumble the ball 4 times, though.
Mm-hmm.
With that, what do you think about what MJD said?
Well, that's the problem that I had right there. I don't care about the yards. I don't care about how you did as a receiver. I care that you fumbled the football. 4 fumbles are way too much as a running back, especially when you look at when a lot of them happen. Let's go with the first game of the season against Tennessee. You are literally doing whatever you want as an offense in that game until Melvin Gordon fumbled the football. That changed everything in a football game. Let's go with the Miami Dolphins right there too, right? Hey, everything is going well. You are literally driving in for the clinching score to get everything taken care of. And then you fumble the football, and it wasn't until Justin Simmons saves the team at the end with an interception that you finally were able to win that game. He's the type of guy that talented as a receiver, as a running back, talented no matter what.
He's not a very good drunk driver.
Well, that too. He's not at all. But yeah. The problem is, though, is, well, that being DUIs, but the other problem is, when you give him the football, are you sure that you're going to either get in the end zone or are you sure that you're going to have another down? That's the thing. And that's the problem that you have is that there's this part of you that's like, okay, we gave him the football. Is he going to fumble it away?
To me, Melvin Gordon had a 65-yard run last year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that pops off the tape. Do you really remember him doing anything overly memorable last year?
No.
Anything that made you go, wow?
No. Maybe the catch against Pittsburgh on a wheel route.
Okay.
That was it.
That's the thing with Melvin Gordon. He doesn't do anything to overly impress me.
There you go.
I'm not saying that he should be to break 24th. I'm not going to argue 24th, 15th, whatever it is. That's relevant to me. There are guys that make plays And then there are guys that chew up yards. Mm-hmm. I want the guy who makes plays. Yeah, it's great to have a close to a 1,000-yard season. I'll give you a guy who made plays but never had eye-popping numbers when he was here. Shaquille Barrett.
Yes.
Always around the ball, yes. But he never put up big numbers. Mm-hmm. But he always made plays. I don't remember anything spectacular from Melvin Gordon this past year. I said, wow, what a great signing by John Elway. I'm not saying he's a bad football player. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, if we're being completely honest here, I'll tell you who else doesn't really disagree with Maurice Jones-Drew. George Payton, because he wouldn't have traded up in the second round to get the kid out of North Carolina.
Right, Javonte Williams.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if George Payton had a lot of confidence in Melvin Gordon. Now, granted, if we're being fair, Melvin Gordon is going into the final year of his deal, mm-hmm. which I don't think will be picked up. I'm sure there was some reasoning behind that, probably a lot of reasoning mm-hmm. behind that. But he wasn't really memorable. That's the problem. And there's some guy here. There, somebody did a list. I can't remember what it was. Oh, it was... It was something like most shocking offseason signings mm-hmm. for ridiculous amounts of money. You know who's on that list?
Melvin Gordon.
No.
Really?
Shelby Harris.
Really?
Now, if all you're doing is looking at a box score, Shelby Harris doesn't pop off the page, but he makes plays. So whoever wrote it clearly did not watch enough Broncos games to see Shelby Harris's impact. Shelby Harris makes plays. He does not have eye-popping numbers.
Right.
He just does not. But he makes plays. Philip Lindsay. Mm-hmm. I know he had a pair of 1,000-yard seasons, and I know he's a former Buff. Mm-hmm. I get all that because mm-hmm. you're a Buff. But he would make eye-popping plays.
All the time.
Right. He made a difference in the game. Mm-hmm. I don't remember Melvin Gordon really making a big difference in the game where he said, wow. He didn't make a lot of wild plays.
No, I'm really thinking hard to that. And
he had a 65-yard
run. Yeah. The catch against Pittsburgh really stuck out to me because I was amazed by that play that he made. Other than that, I just think of the fumbles. Because
that's what he's best known for.
And honestly, at the end of the year, the season's already over, right? I mean, you're getting to the last four or five games of the season where you already know this team is not going to the playoffs. So you're not more so looking at, per se, this team winning games, you're more looking at this team on what type of draft pick are they going to get.
Right.
That's really what you're looking at this roster. And so, no, he's not one of those guys that I looked at last year and said, wow, look at Melvin Gordon. Look what he does on the field. But I will say this, when Philip Lindsay was out, he brought some stability to that team.
Who did?
Melvin Gordon. So let me go back to the Miami game again, right? Because there's a lot of things that go out with that Miami game. He had the fumble. But he also did have some runs. The more I think about that game, the line really stepped up there. They were running different running plays as well. They were running a lot of counters and things like that. And he was able to score in that game as well. So those are the things that I did see. A little more of a power runner that I did see from Melvin Gordon. But after that, there was nothing else that really, there weren't really any more eye-popping plays that come to mind.
If we're being completely honest, Melvin Gordon really had a chance last year. Not much of a passing attack. You mm-hmm. knew they wanted to run the ball. Philip Lindsay was injured, and Pat Shurmur didn't want to use Lindsay.
Right.
To boot.
Right.
Melvin Gordon could have been the three down back because Pat Shurmur didn't want Lindsay on the field specifically in passing situations. Royce Freeman, I'll be surprised if he makes the team next year. Mm-hmm. You know, they probably, you know, they used Freeman, it felt like, as much in the passing game as they did in the running game. Mm-hmm. And in the running game, it was really just cleanup time. As much as anything else. Melvin Gordon had his chance for his 1,000-yard season. He got 968 yards. That's fine. But he really could have been terrific because he got every single chance. And he was fine. Nothing great about him. I mean, my problem with Shurmur was they should have used Lindsay between the 20s and used Gordon in the red zone.
Right.
And Shurmur just did not do that.
Did not do that, especially in 11 personnel, three wide receivers, one tight end. You could have used that with Philip Lindsay, which would have helped you with a lot of spacing as well on the field to allow Philip Lindsay to be able to pick his hole and to be able to go north and south. And you didn't do that last year.
Coming up after the break, NFL Network did a segment today called Breakout Players for the upcoming season. Any Broncos make the list? I'll tell you some guys that they should have considered. I'm not saying they're not on the list, but I'll give you a list of guys who could be on that list for sure. Jerry Jeudy could be on that list. Draymond Jones, he could be on that list. Alexander Johnson could be on that list. Any of those guys make the list at NFL Network? That's next. I want a girl with extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Justin Adams TV, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Guys, I know you have this problem. The question is, what are you doing about it? I tried to do something about it many, many years ago. And what am I talking about? Snoring. It was bad. I was like a buzzsaw. It was like a freight train. It was so bad, Justin, that my fiance could not sleep at night, and my daughter in the next room heard me.
Ooh.
It was that bad. So I went to a place probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and they gave me a mouthpiece. And I got to tell you, that thing was so darn uncomfortable that I couldn't wear it anymore. And I almost felt guilty and selfish thinking, well, the other person is going to have to suffer because this is so painful to put in my mouth. Well, with the way the technology has grown, certainly over the years, I went to go see my buddy, Dr. E, at Refresh Snoring and Sleep Apnea Center. Well, the technology has changed tremendously. I got together with Dr. E, and even the way they designed this mouthpiece, I was like, wow, this is impressive with the technology. And Dr. E, his name is Jason, but Dr. E is just fantastic, explained everything, told me exactly what we were doing. I told him that I didn't like the other mouthpiece, and he said, we're going to get you something that is as comfortable as you can possibly imagine. I got that about 2 weeks ago, and Mandy has not heard me one time.
Really?
Yep. It is so great, because I really did it for her, and I did it for my daughter as much as anybody else. And I wake up in the morning, and I say to her, did you hear me at all last night? She goes, no. And I just had a meeting with Dr. E this morning. Said, how's it going? I said, it's going great. So if you're single, you probably don't know if you snore or not. If you are with someone, I'm sure they have made you aware of it. So if this sounds like you were somebody you know, talk to my friend, Dr. E, at the Refresh Snoring and Sleep Apnea Center. That's the Refresh Snoring and Sleep Apnea Center. Go to refreshedsleep.com. That's refreshedsleep.com.
I need you to bring that this way. Like, bring that over this way.
What do you mean?
With Dr. E?
Why, did you snore?
Oh, buddy.
Oh, you need to go to him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, no. I snore a lot. So, yeah, I definitely could use
and you,
that.
And your wife probably says something to you about it.
Yeah, there's several nights that I find myself alone in the bed. And
oh, is that right? You know what? Mandy had to leave the bedroom one night, and I felt so terrible. This, honest to God, Justin, I'm not even giving a testimonial anymore. This thing is so comfortable. I mean, it's not comfortable like, you know, it's like a pillow in your mouth. I'm saying in comparison, it's just a mouthpiece. It's really thin. It's great. And you will solve a lot of challenges being in bed with your wife. Do you know what snoring comes from?
No, tell me. I have an idea.
It's funny because when people find out that you snore, there's such a bad stigma to it.
Right.
It's kind of like, oh, you snoring. That sounds gross. No, snoring basically means you can't breathe at night and you might die. That's what snoring means, because it comes out of your throat. People think it comes out of your nose. It comes out of your throat. And that's what eventually leads to sleep apnea. What's happening is your throat is closing as you're sleeping and oxygen isn't getting to you. So that's why you're going, because your throat is closed. And so what this mouthpiece does, it opens up your throat.
Yeah.
That's all it does.
After the show, let's make sure we have
basically. Sounds good. Yeah. All right, time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Rocky Mountain Forest Products, where they specialize in wholesale lumber to the public. Go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products in Wheat Ridge, or go to rmfp.com.
Okay, so, Justin,
mm-hmm.
Would you like to talk more sports?
Let's
do
it.
You want to keep going on snoring?
No, let's go on sports. Okay. Yeah, we don't want to put people to sleep.
All right. Ooh, God, very, very. When I first met you, I'm thinking, is this guy witty? And now I'm thinking, whoa, you've taken it to a whole new level. NFL Network did a segment today called Breakout Players for this upcoming season. Some of the guys mentioned on the list, Joe Burrow, Sam Darnold, Carson Wentz, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Pittman Jr. Whether you agree or not, that's not the point. No Broncos are on the list.
Really?
Should there be?
Yes.
Who?
Jerry Jeudy.
Pick one. Disagree.
You don't think he'll be here for a breakout? With Cortland Sutton being the one coming back and taking all that away?
Who's your quarterback?
Well, for you, it's Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, no. I believe it will be Teddy Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. It depends on the growth of Drew Locke or what Teddy Bridgewater does. I don't know if you, what position did you play in college?
So I play tight end.
You play tight end. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you caught the ball every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while. Okay.
So you're the perfect guy to ask. I don't know if you know this, but not many years ago, probably about 8-9 years ago, mm-hmm. I used to do the show with Mike Pritchard.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I would always take little jabs at him because I know he was a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And I used to say to him all the time, you know the quarterback makes the wide receiver, right? And I would say just like that with a straight face, knowing he was a great wide receiver.
Right.
But I'll ask you, if you don't have a good quarterback, how often are you catching the ball?
Not often.
So Jerry Jeudy's season depends on how good the quarterback is. So you can't break out if your quarterback is throwing hospital balls a little far behind you, a little over your head. You are heavily dependent on your quarterback. So if Locke plays better or Bridgewater is at least the short-term answer, yes, I would agree with you. Jerry Jeudy could have a breakout season.
Mm-hmm.
But by me saying that Jerry Jeudy is going to have a breakout season, I'm banking heavily on one of these two quarterbacks, and I'm not ready to do that.
Yeah, but you
forget, are you?
Yeah, but you forget the X
factor.
Are you? I'm not banking on any of these quarterbacks, but what I am banking on is the separation that Jerry Jeudy can give you that no one else has.
Oh, you mean like last year when you went to the press, when you looked at the bird's eye view, the mm-hmm. All-22, and he was open all the time.
I know. But you have to get him
the time.
I know you got to give him the football. I get that. You have to get him the football.
But hold on. So you have a wide receiver's open all the time, mm-hmm. and the quarterback's not getting him the ball. Whose fault is that?
Quarterback.
So, and is that quarterback still on this roster?
Yes.
Are you hoping he improves?
I said he needs to improve. Do you have
a guy on the roster right now who has better accuracy?
Yes.
Okay. So the possibility is there, but I'm not going to. The only reason Michael Pittman Jr. is on that list is because of Carson Wentz.
100%.
Now, if I was going to make the smart play, I think Jerry Jeudy could easily be a breakout player.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the quarterback.
Right.
But the smart money is on Draymond Jones. The smart money is on him.
Mm.
And honestly, I don't know if he's even going to be with his team in the next 8 weeks. Because it would not surprise me if the Broncos make a trade with the Packers, that's the guy they want.
Oh, Draymond Jones?
Yep.
With Aaron Rodgers?
In the Aaron Rodgers trade.
Oh, bye, Draymond. Bye.
That's not what I mean.
Right, but I'm saying if that was that way.
No. No, you're giving up in that Aaron Rodgers trade.
Right, you have to give up somebody.
You're giving up two first-round picks. Mm-hmm. You're going to give up. Actually, I can tell you definitively, I was told that the Broncos already have an offer in place. Would you like to know what it is?
Yeah,
I'm breaking news to you.
Let's do it, man, please.
Two first-round picks, a second-round pick, and a mid-round pick, plus two players. One of them will be Bridgewater.
Okay.
And then they want, then the Broncos are offering another player. I'm guessing the guys on the list they will have to offer mm-hmm. would be Jeudy, Chubb, or Draymond Jones. Clearly, all due respect to Draymond, you don't want to give up Jeudy. You don't want to give up Bradley Chubb. You know enough about football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing as much as you want to keep Chubb or Jeudy, one of those three guys in your mind would go to get Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
There we go. But Draymond Jones is very attractive. He's a better player than people think,
mm-hmm.
and he's only getting better. I think this is the guy, with the way they have built this defense, that is going to have a season.
But why? Like, why is the number one reason? I'll give you the number one reason why.
For Draymond?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me.
More opportunities. There's no one who's in his way for a starting role.
Well, no one was in his way last year.
Well, not the way that it was. Well, due to injuries, there weren't more people there.
Well, yes.
Right?
Well, the guy they brought in from Tennessee, he got injured.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Shelby played.
Right.
Mike Purcell went, but Draymond Jones doesn't play nose tackle.
Right.
So the only competition he really had was the guy they brought in from Tennessee. Well, I can't remember his name.
Neither can I. I'm.
He was barely even here.
No. And I interviewed him. I literally see his face right now, and I can't see his
name. You're younger
than
me, and your memory's gone.
Well, 2 years old. Wow, yeah, at night.
That's a shame.
Goodness gracious. Anyway. Played with Tennessee Titans. Great guy. We'll get his name. Anyway. Somebody's screaming on radio telling us right now.
So Draymond Jones' competition was that guy, but he got injured.
Played 2 games.
So Draymond Jones played a full slate of games. He didn't have competition last year. He was the guy.
Trying to think what it is.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
We'll get to it later. It's good. Jarrell
Casey?
Yeah, Jarrell Casey. There you go.
Alex got it. Good job, Alex.
Yeah, so Jarrell Casey played a couple of games, and then Draymond Jones comes in, and he had a fantastic year. But we saw this from Draymond Jones in his rookie season, right? When he was the AFC Defensive Rookie of the Week against Detroit Lions, I believe.
To me, he is the guy that has the most potential because there is no one around him preventing him from doing what he can do, meaning he doesn't have to depend on a quarterback.
Right.
I can see Judy having 1,200 yards with Aaron Rodgers. I can promise you, if they get Aaron Rodgers, Jerry Judy will be a breakout player of the
household
year.
Name. How about that?
Yeah.
He'll be a household name, easily.
So that's where I'd go.
Can I bring in one more thing with Draymond Jones too?
Absolutely not.
Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, you got both those guys on both sides. Now you have
You have who?
No, I'm saying Von Miller.
Yep.
Bradley Chubb.
No question.
Both on the outside, right?
Yes.
Now you have single coverage with Draymond Jones on whatever, your tackle, guard.
Right.
God bless you.
That's what I'm saying. With the way the defense is set up, with the stronger secondary now, Von now healthy, you think. And then the same thing with Bradley Chubb, healthy, you think, right? Yes, it's going to – listen – Malik Jackson was a terrific player.
Yes, he was.
But don't think for a minute he didn't benefit having DeMarcus Ware on his right-hand side and then Von Miller on his left-hand side.
And Derek Wolfe as well, taking away some guys too, taking double teams as well, leaving him with single coverage.
And with the strength of this team now being the secondary, the quarterback will have to hold the ball more than likely a little bit longer. And to your point about having to double Vaughn or having to double Bradley Chubb, Draymond Jones is your breakout player.
And oh, by the way, Shelby Miller right in the middle, or Shelby Harris rather, right in the middle. You have to watch out for him.
No, he's not in the middle.
He's on the outside. But I'm saying during pass rushing situations, you have Shelby Harris there, right?
Right.
So now you have another pass rusher that you have to concern yourself with who's right up the middle, which is the quickest way to get to the quarterback.
Right.
So you're going to focus in on him, again, leaving Draymond Jones one-on-one coverage.
It's always smart to bring a football guy on the show, like Justin. I mean, Mace knows his stuff, but I'm talking to a football guy here. All right, coming up after the break, game one of the NBA Finals. Chris Paul, Devin Booker. You excited for these two guys? Because what else are the NBA Finals going to show us in terms of star power? You really want to watch this? That's next. I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it. You want my ball, here's the hot rod. 12 inches to a yard.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew. And I'll make you smile like a drug
for you. Do ever what you want to do. Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed. At Justin Adams TV, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, not retail, wholesale, go to rmfp.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Denver Exotic Rental Cars. Drive in style and luxury in a Lamborghini, Maserati, McLaren, or many other exotic cars at Denver Exotic Rental Cars. Rent for yourself or give a rental as a gift at DenverExoticRentalCars.com.
All right, game one of the NBA Finals is tonight. The Phoenix Suns against the Milwaukee Bucks. minus what we expect to be Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a hyperextended knee injury. He has been upgraded to questionable for tonight's game. I don't know if he's going to be playing in this at all. You can make the case the star power is Chris Paul, who is a first ballot Hall of Famer, playing great basketball right now, has never won a title, and then Devin Booker. Are you really interested in this series? Does it have enough star power
for you? Yeah, no, I'm interested. I'm interested because of the storylines in two teams that are really good. And honestly, to see the way that Phoenix just throttled the Denver Nuggets, I mean, I really love the way that they play basketball. They play team ball, and they use the mid-range game very well. They're not relying on the three ball. I really like the way they play defense, too. So, yeah, I'm definitely interested in this series.
I'm not.
Really?
No. And listen, I talked to a buddy of mine who's a sportscaster down in Phoenix. I like the NBA, but I'm not dying to watch it. Listen, do you think the Lakers would have beaten the Suns if they had Anthony Davis?
Yes. A healthy Anthony Davis and LeBron James, yes.
Do you think the Nuggets would have beaten Phoenix with a healthy Jamal Murray, who was outrageous against them in the regular season?
No, because just looking at the other injuries, they didn't have the secondary guards that would have been able to keep up with Phoenix. That's the only reason why.
Oh, so throwing P.J. Dozier's injury.
Yeah, P.J. Dozier's injury, Will Barton's injury.
What if they're healthy?
Oh, they beat them. Okay. Yeah, the Nuggets win. Yeah.
Do you think the Clippers would have beaten them with a healthy Kawhi Leonard?
Yes.
So what we're really saying here is that the probable NBA champion Phoenix Suns, NBA champion Phoenix Suns, may not have made it out of the first round, the second round, the third round, and now they're not going to have to face Antetokounmpo. They're going to raise a banner. They are going to have a parade, and I think it's great for them that they have a title. I think it would be great for them. But I've said this on the show to Andrew. Mandy and I were talking about it over the weekend, and you are a former college athlete. So I'll ask you the same questions I've asked them. What years were you at CU?
2004 through 2006.
2004. That was lean.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, we had 2 years, Gary Barnett.
It was bad. Oh, Gary was great.
Yeah, Gary was great. We got beat by Oklahoma 42-3. Yeah. Adrian Peterson was a freshman, by the way.
He was pretty good.
Best player I've ever seen, by the way.
Sure.
Next year.
Well, against your defense, yeah.
Oh, well, no. Well, actually, next year we made it closer because, you know, we're in a Big 12 championship
42,
game.
42-6?
Oh, no. 70-3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we played against Texas.
You closed the gap. Okay, so I'll ask you this. As an athlete, would you rather win a championship knowing you faced inferior competition or roll the dice and face great teams?
Championship's a championship to me.
See, it's not to me.
I get it.
It's not to me.
Let me hear why. Because I have my personal feelings on this too. Because we never do this to football, right? We do this to basketball, though. Like, this is for some reason an okay conversation to have in basketball.
Okay.
Or even Wimbledon right now, right? Serena Williams is not playing. Because she got injured in the first round. She had to retire in the first round.
One player.
I get it, but it's the most dominant female athlete, though, is Serena Williams, right?
Yep.
So she had a chance to go and set a record for Grand Slams, right?
Yep.
Or just for wins, excuse me. Yeah, Grand Slam victory.
Okay, I'll put it to you in these terms. Is it fair to say that a dominant player in basketball is more valuable than a great quarterback in football?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you said. Now we're getting somewhere. Mm-hmm. Now understand, I do this with Mace all the time. I litigate him. And I'm going to do the same thing with you. So I'm going to lead you here.
Okay.
I'm going to lead you to where you don't want to go.
Okay.
But we're on a good step. I agree with you. I'd rather have LeBron James on the floor than Tom Brady.
Yes.
For as great as Tom Brady, because it's a numbers game. Mm-hmm. There's only 5 guys on the court, and then there are 22 guys on the field.
Right.
Per offensive and defensive series. Kawhi Leonard's going to the Hall of Fame, right?
100%.
First ballot?
Yes.
Okay. Anthony Davis, going to the Hall of Fame?
First ballot.
Jamal Murray, no. Giannis Antetokounmpo, probably going on his trajectory.
He could stop right now, and he's a Hall of Famer.
That's the equivalent of in 2015. The Broncos, in the opening round, facing
Oh, yeah. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, no Roethlisberger. Patriots, no Brady. Mm-hmm. And the Panthers, no Cam Newton.
Okay.
He was the MVP that year.
Right. Cam Newton. Okay. Right.
I know you'd have a title.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Mm-hmm. And people always bring up to me, what about Magic Johnson in 1988 when the Pistons beat them and Magic didn't play? Well, you know what? It didn't happen every round.
Right.
It was happened to be one round, happened to be the most important round. I am with you on that. I'm sorry, it's not the same. So you want my opinion on why I would not take a championship?
100%.
I want your best.
Okay.
And if I win, I know I've beaten the best.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to... It doesn't have meaning to me if I'm not getting somebody's best, because I don't feel like... Now, if I play great, the goal is to always play great,
right,
for me.
Right.
I would personally rather play great and lose than play poorly and win. It doesn't have the same meaning to me,
mm-hmm,
because I didn't reach my potential that day. But if I reach my potential and I get your best and I lose... I just know I'm not better. I can live with that.
Right.
I can't live with not playing well. And I can't live with beating somebody I know I'm supposed to beat and then I get a candy dish out of it or a trophy.
Right.
I don't want that.
Right.
It doesn't have a lot of meaning to me.
Right.
That's it.
Okay. So let's go with Chris Paul, for example. Just his career in general, right? How about when he was with Houston Rockets and they were up 3-2 on the Golden State Warriors. Or actually, they were up 3-1, 3-2, one of the two, okay? And we're talking about Durant, all these guys. They were up in that series, okay? Chris Paul gets a hamstring injury.
Mm-hmm.
Should Golden State give away their championships because Chris Paul was injured when you were talking about a team that was down and now they were able to come back and beat the Rockets because Chris Paul was injured? Or when Chris Paul was injured when he was with the Clippers and he had opportunity after opportunity.
Wait, what year was that?
I believe it was 18, right? Was it 18 or 19, one of the two? We'll get a check on that. But one of the 2 years...
Well, listen, how about Toronto?
Right.
How about Toronto?
I get it.
When Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant go down.
Go down, right?
That's one series.
I agree.
Not,
I'm with that.
Not all of them.
So you're saying...
Not every single one.
Well, even with Golden State...
I'm good with it for one series. I'm not good with it for four.
Even when Golden State, when they started their dynasty,
yep,
and they were winning, they were facing teams that had injury after injury after injury, right?
Yep.
Even when you go to the finals, they only had to face LeBron James. And don't get me wrong, Cleveland that year were up 2-1 in that, mm-hmm, series.
Yep.
And then Golden State was able to wipe
them
out.
Okay, let me ask you something. Next year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about Magic Johnson 88?
Yes.
Yeah. What did the Pistons do the following year?
They won.
So they backed it up.
Right. Okay. They backed it up.
And what did Golden State do?
They backed that bad boy up.
You think Phoenix is going to do that?
No.
Oh.
They should. They should be able to because they'll have the youth. They have a great core. They have a great roster.
I know the problem is everybody's going to be off of injuries.
And that's the deal. That's right. Just the reality.
So at the end of the day, you're not getting somebody's best. Listen, they have every right to celebrate in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not getting everybody. I want to beat the best teams out there.
I get it. If you were asking me if the Phoenix Suns win the finals, would they be one of the top teams in NBA history? No. They wouldn't be one of the top.
I'm not going to say whether they're the best or the worst. What I would say was somebody paved their dirt road for them.
And somebody has to drive that car.
And that's fine. But it's easy to drive it when it's paved. As you're driving over bodies strewn all over the road, mm-hmm, that are injuries. I'm saying for me, I know I'm on an island on this.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about being in the minority. I told this story the other day, and I'll repeat it again. I've never won an Emmy Award, and I'm proud of it.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
You know why?
Why so? That's interesting.
I've never applied for one because I don't believe I need to pay money.
There you go.
I don't believe I need to pay money for somebody to validate what I do every day with a piece of metal on my fireplace.
Right.
I don't need that. However, I was nominated one time for the best anchor in Chicago, and I felt it to be so hollow, and I'll tell you why.
Mm.
My boss at Fox, unbeknownst to me, sent in a tape and the check. And he came up to me and he said to me, you were nominated for Best Anchor in Chicago. I said, how did that happen? Because I know the way it works. And he said, well, we submitted you. I said, I wish you wouldn't have done that.
Mm.
Because that's how I feel about awards.
Right.
I just do. The best sports anchor in Chicago by far in the history of that city is a guy by the name of Mark Giangreco, mm-hmm, who is no longer at Channel 7. Mark wasn't nominated. You think it really has any meaning to me if I win it?
Right.
And
right.
And I didn't beat him out?
Right.
Now, maybe he didn't apply. Maybe the state shouldn't apply for him. Mm-hmm. I'm not going up against the best competition. I'm going up against whoever paid money and then had somebody in a small market say, I like this guy. Mm-hmm. And I understand the process because that's the way Emmy Awards work. But my point is, for me, I wasn't going up against Mark. If I beat Mark, that's a feather in my cap.
Right.
But you know what the truth is? Even if I beat him, he's still better than me anyway.
Right.
And I can live with that.
And you know that.
But I know that.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, just reach your potential every day. And if somebody's better than you, I can live with that. But he wasn't up for the award. So even if I got it, I can promise you that would have sat in my basement. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to trot it out and put it on a shelf in the main room. I'm not bringing it to work. That's not a real award to me. Mm-hmm. Because the best people weren't up for it. I'm saying I'm on an island. I don't know if anybody in the world feels the way I do, but that's just the way I feel about that stuff.
And I'm fine with that. Just the only problem is you cannot go and say, okay, let's wait until LeBron is healthy. Let's wait until
I understand you can't. No, listen, they should have they should put up a banner. Mm-hmm. They should not have to apologize.
Right.
And I get that. What I'm saying is they took the road less traveled. They didn't mean to. But the road less traveled was paved for them. They have no business winning this title, and they're going to.
And they should.
They should.
They absolutely should.
And that's fine. But at the end of the day, they should have been knocked out in the first round, could have been knocked out in the second round, should have been knocked out in the third round, and now Antetokounmpo's not playing.
You know what?
Good for them.
You know what every Denver Nuggets fan would say right now? They would take where the Phoenix Suns are in a heartbeat.
And to me, I would be saying the same exact thing in Denver on this radio station. I'm not going to take anything away from them. Good for them. But in every single round, you caught a huge break. Coming up after the break, we have Masterpiece Roofing, just in case you missed it. What do we got?
With the new NIL rules, a lot of individual athletes are cashing in. One specific program might be cashing in. That's a lot of athletes all from the same team. Also, we'll talk about titles and what makes them more meaningful. It's kind of similar to this segment, but it's regarding the Stanley Cup. That's next right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
One day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mason. Denver, at Eric Goodman, at Justin Adams TV. Justin, filling in very, very well. As a matter of fact, so well, Andrew might be out of a job. I mean, he called me to tell me about this tropical storm in Florida. I don't believe him. I haven't turned on the news today. I can't even imagine this is even... They don't even get rain down there this time of year. I don't even think they have hurricanes. So he's lying to me.
He's lying, 100%.
And I'm holding this against him. Justin, you might be my new partner, and I will take care of you better than CBS4. By the way, when are you on CBS4?
I'm on CBS4. We'll be on Friday in the morning show. So we're talking about everything at the All-Star Game. Catch me also in the morning on Saturday and Sunday. Anchoring news, and then I'll turn over a package, as we call it in the business, for the 5 p.m. show. Pretty much I'm all over the place, man. I mean, you look up at Channel 4, you have no idea where to find me. Neither do I sometimes, but I'm there.
You know what? You're getting great experience.
I love it.
In a top Absolutely. 20 market.
Yep.
You're getting great experience. Good for you.
Appreciate it. Thank
you. Time now for the final
word. The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. Find out how Masterpiece can get your insurance company to pay for your roof. Call 720-242-6404 or go to masterpieceroofing.com today.
Just in case you missed it, Dan Lambert, a huge Miami Hurricanes fan and the owner of Florida-based mixed martial arts gyms, American Top Team, has offered each Miami Hurricanes scholarship football player a monthly payment of $500 for the duration of this year for them to promote his gyms on their social media. America Top Team is the home facility of over two dozen pro fighters, including Jorge Masvidal and Amanda Nunes. Who gains the most from this this endorsement deal? Is it the athletes? Is it the school itself, Miami, or is it the MMA gyms?
It's always the MMA gyms. They're going to get more promotion overall, and I'm happy to see this happen for the scholarship athletes, but I was a walk-on at CU, and I didn't realize that it was only for the scholarship players, so I'm thinking of the walk-ons as well, and they already have to pay for their opportunity to play. I hope that money goes to them as well because they need it too.
It is great branding for this.
It is.
For this MMA gym. And social media is the place to do it. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this on the show last week. There are a couple of girls who play college basketball. They have millions of TikTok followers. I can promise you, they might have the chance to make more than any quarterback in college football or more than any top player in college basketball because of what they have on social media.
Just in case you missed it, the Tampa mayor, Jane Castor, said Sunday she wanted, quote, the Lightning to take it a little bit easy, to give the Canadians just the smallest break, allow them to win one at home, and then come back and win the cup in front of their home fans in Tampa Bay. Understandable sentiment, but yeah. Montreal did in fact win game four in overtime 3-2. What makes the title more meaningful, getting a sweep or winning it at home in front of your own fans in your own arena?
Winning it, period. But winning it in your own arena means a whole lot. Eric, I think you were covering the Avalanche when they won it in 2001.
I was not. I got here in 2004.
Okay. But you know about teams winning championships in their own arena and their own building?
Yes, it's a big deal.
It means that much more.
No, I couldn't agree more. All right, that was Masterpiece Roofing. Just in case you missed it, man, we've had a lot of hail recently. So if your roof has been damaged, you need to call Masterpiece Roofing. Everybody else does. They were voted Denver's best roofing company. And if you call them today for a free roof inspection, they will show you how they can get your insurance company to pay for the roof. Not you, the insurance company. That's the way you should have it done, because that's why you pay insurance, and the insurance companies don't want to pay for anything. So let somebody fight for you. That is Masterpiece Roofing. Go to masterpieceroofing.com. Alex, Danny, fantastic job today. Justin, what a pleasure having you in.
My brother.
I am so glad to see how your career has grown. I hate to sound like a father, and I'm old enough to be your father. I am proud of you.
I really appreciate it.
I am proud of you, my friend.
Thank you so much. You know what? Without your tutelage and without your advice, I would be at home changing diapers with no job in the industry.
That's not true.
Now I'm changing diapers with a job in the industry. No. So I appreciate you.
There are a lot of people who have helped lift you up.
Thank you.
But you're the one who had to do the work.
You're right. I appreciate you.
Make it the best possible night you can.
She said, "What's wrong? This shirt costs $20. I said, "Mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar. The next half..."